Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Last Full Measure with your host, Ted Hayes and Eric Johnson.
Shalom and welcome. Ted and I are here again, once again, discussing those issues that came from that last full measure. Ted, welcome. And what do you have for us today, my friend?
Well, shout out to Jerusalem again. Shalom in Jerusalem. They that pray for the peace of Jerusalem shall prosper. So that's what I wanted to say this morning. Amen. Yeah, it's good to be back here again, Eric and everybody, to the last full measure, because this is a time in our country when we really, really need to take an assessment as to what the United States is and who we, its citizens, are, and what our role and purpose in this country is. And it's you know, people have been saying, they compare us, you guys, to the Roman Empire, and they say, well, the Roman Empire only lasted at its apex peak level for 200 years, and they're saying that, you know, the United States is like 243 years old this year, I think it is, and they're saying, well, look, why are you fighting it? You know, hey, it's time for the change. 200 years rule. We're overdate by 43 years. You know, we've done better than the Romans, and we may as well accept it. Why are you fussing? America must go like Romans went, like, you know, civilization go. But one thing about that was Rome at its apex. The United States has not yet felt its apex. We're about to enter into the apex. I think we're at that point now where we can begin the apex of America for the next 200, 300, 400 years. Everything prior to this year, 2018, in my opinion, has been basically preparation. Like, Rome didn't become Rome overnight. Suddenly, Rome is here 200 years and it's over. No, there was, okay, if you study the development of Rome, it took several hundred years to get to that point. And we're just getting started, so get rid of that propaganda that America must end.
Yeah, I'm sorry, there's a long way. Yeah, I was just thinking, but we were just, my son and a few others were with us, we were just looking at the timeline. You know, everybody's like, you know, Rome was after Alexander the Great. It's like, no, Rome was a tiny little village hundreds of years before Alexander the Great came on the scene.
A little tiny village in Italy.
Yeah,
that's exactly.
So then you had Alexander the Great, and boom, after him, boy, it just, what do they say, Pax Romana. It was just huge at that time of Christ. They were just dominating the world, the known world.
So look, folks, remember now, when you hear someone say, well, why are you fighting so much? America's been around for 200 years, it's time to go like Rome. That's bull defecation. We're just getting started.
Bull defecation. You know, that's a new one for me.
or bovine fecal matter.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So, you know, the way we get a hold of this, folks, it's a dangerous time, no question about it. You know, we got to struggle, like childbirth. You got to struggle, and America, I think, Eric, everybody, we're in the third birth. Okay, the first birth was 1776 of America, and then the second birth was the Civil War, because when Lincoln and the Union destroyed chattel slavery, it created a new America. That's why some people say that the Emancipation Proclamation was actually the second portion of the Declaration of Independence, because that part was left out. And then he said in the Gettysburg Address, he says that nation shall have a new birth of freedom. Okay, I think we got that, but the fuller part of it is yet to come now when we finish what those boys, the 740,000 innocent young white boys and men, gave their lives over in the Civil War. We must now, when we finish what they gave their lives for then will be fully in the third birth, as it were, of the United States of America. And that's going to take
them. I've never heard this explained this way, Ted. This is really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
How you're putting this. I have not heard this before.
Yes,
but
sir.
And it's so maybe the, okay, if we could put it more in the
Christian term,
as a child.
Being born again.
Yeah, the child is in gestating, or what they call the maternity.
Gestating, uh-huh.
Yeah, gestating was after the declaration was signed. It was conceived and then gestated. Then we have the birth of the child after the Civil War. Now the child is learning.
Yes.
To become a man.
It's kind of a three-stage process that we're going through now. And so, take heart, folks. We can go either way. It's really up to us. And it proves to you that it's up to us. One, God gave human beings free will, right? Go back to the Garden of Eden. Run it up to the present time when the founding fathers wrote the Declaration of Constitution of the United States. The first statement of the Constitution was the preamble stating, "We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union." Therefore, if we're waiting for the government officials that we give consent to govern over us, or the bureaucracies, or whoever, to fix, or a president to fix this, we're terribly mistaken. We are being anti-constitution, as much as we want to holler we're constitutional, because we're anti-constitutional, because we are rebelling against the first document of the Constitution, we the people. Our responsibility to do this. And the only way that we're going to understand that responsibility, folks, is if we embrace and appreciate, know and understand our citizenship, the sacredness of our citizenship. This is May. They call May Memorial, the month of Memorial, remembering the deaths, the sacrifices of men and women who have died in war, from Revolutionary War up to now, for us. Okay, this is the month of Memorial. So, because of those people, we have our citizenship. We have our freedom, and for us to not daily, I'm starting to sign all my letters now, Eric, at the end. Ted Hayes, U.S. black citizen, U.S. citizen, right? Because I am reminding them, and most importantly, y'all, I'm reminding myself that I am a U.S. citizen. The only time we think about our citizenship is when we're filling out an application for a job and says U.S. citizen, checks a block or not, or foreign, whatever. Or when we're going overseas with the passport, or U.S. citizen. Or when we're overseas, we kind of remember, yeah, I'm a U.S. citizen. But those of us who are here, we're taking it for granted. So I sign now U.S. citizen to remind me. It's like when I put my yarmulke on. I put my yarmulke on daily when I go outside. It's not because I'm a Jew. That doesn't make me a Jew. I put my yarmulke on to remind me that I am a Jew, to remind me that God is over me, to remind me. That's what. And when I take it off, it reminds me. Human beings are like that. Sometimes we need physical symbols. Even Jesus gave us that with the wine and the bread for communion, physical things sometimes. Remind yourself, folks, we are U.S. citizens, because if we don't embrace our citizenship, you know what we got? The chaos that we have right now today, where people are coming into this country illegally, crossing our borders, virtually, literally invading our country in the name of civil rights, and then in the name of civil rights, got to claim benefits from the Constitution that belongs only to the citizens of the United States. You got people coming in here from China, in Asia, different countries, pregnant, women pregnant, specifically going right here in Los Angeles on Olympic Boulevard to various hotels to have babies so they can claim the Civil Rights Act of 1866, the 14th Amendment, stating that that child is now a baby because it was born on American soil. My gosh. We have people coming into the country and they tell us what is and is not American. Give me a break, brothers and sisters. They don't.
So how do people walk in your house
and tell you? I'm sorry.
How do we then gets people back to the original intent of the 14th Amendment.
Doing exactly.
Please. I mean, because right now we're dealing with people are just completely, just like ignorant of the fact, and yet some
yeah.
of them are not, and they're like, if they don't know, we can get away with it.
Exactly correct, and that's the big mistake that I don't mean to go political at this point, but I think that's the big mistake that the Democrats made with Donald Trump. When they just thought for sure that they were going to win this election, that they went ahead, the people behind the scenes there broke laws.
Mm-hmm.
Greatly broke the law. Because they thought
yes.
that if Hillary won, that she would cover it all up. Obama broke the law. And they figured when Hillary gets elected, they'll clean it all up. And so what we have now, folks, is people are breaking law, violating the Constitution. You know why? Because we are not aware. But the day that we become aware of our citizenship and how important it is and how powerful it is, we can then push back the enemies who are invading our country.
Wow.
You ask the average American, what is America to you? What is the American dream? And most Americans don't have a clue. They think it means, you know, getting a good education, have a great job, you know, being able to send your children to educate them to college. Then you retire with a great pension and you die happy. That's not the American dream, folks.
No.
Everybody has dreamed that ever since human beings have been here. The American dream is something other than remember what the founding father said. Well, Abraham Lincoln quotes him. He says in the Gettysburg Address, he says, "A 67 years ago, our fathers brought to this land, to this continent, a new nation." And what did the founding father say? E pluribus unum, annuit septus, new order of the ages. All the orders and civilizations and governments prior to the United States was based on monarchical rule. And this one was people rule, government of the people, by the people, for the people. So we have that responsibility to be the right to guard our country. If we don't do that, other people will take it away from us, which is what they're doing. And it's not their fault. That's our fault.
Because we are asleep at the wheel.
Yes.
We're not paying attention.
No.
And what's interesting is the American citizen today, pretty much all they want to do is take care of their family. They want to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be with their family. They want to make sure everybody's healthy, live in their home, do their thing.
Uh-huh.
They don't want to have to worry about politics, and that's why they say, okay, I'm going to vote for, you know, Joe Blow over here and let him take care of it. And,
exactly.
And Joe Blow over there takes care of it but doesn't take care of it the way he's supposed to.
No.
And now the American citizen is going, oh, wait a minute, you mean somebody I hired to take care of this mess is working against me, and now
that's
I have
right.
to educate myself? Yes, you should have at the
yep.
beginning.
That's exactly correct. Remember, Eric, everybody, when God Hashem had taken Moses and the children of Israel to the Jordan River, the first time they came to the Jordan River, and they sent the spies over, and the spies came back, and they were giving a bad report, and only two, Joshua and Caleb, gave the good report, and what happened was, you know, of course, because the people didn't want to believe, God took them down, and one of the reasons they protested our father for was he said, what about our children? What about our families? What about us? And the Lord said, but it's a bigger, if you really want to save your family, you must do the will of God. You must do the kingdom first. And because those people wouldn't, God let them die in the wilderness, and then the children went in. And that's where we are now, folks. That's exactly where we are now. We've got to think about the overall purpose of America, not our individual needs. Like Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things to be added. The same principle, I believe, applies to America. Seek what America really is about. Read that Declaration of Independence. Know that Constitution. Understand what that 14th Amendment actually is and what our citizenship is. You do that, and everything else that we are concerned about in America will take its natural course. I was talking with somebody earlier today about how messed up our country is, and how we got all crazed out And we're having a big battle over here in Los Angeles. You're going to hear about it in the news, folks. Big news. It's going to be over this land. We have access to 350 acres of land in the Santa Monica Mountains, privately owned land, and the private landowner wants to use that land for homeless peoples and so forth, and unemployed, to prepare them to, you know, the good thing, the land thing. And the county of L.A. is having a fit and trying to stop him, but we're beginning to realize, wait a minute, you folks. Well, how was America built? America was built on land. It was built by people who was tired of the oppression and wanted a new life. It was sponsored financially by corporations, and the government gave them permission, and they came to the land of America. And I said, if we want to straighten this country out, let's go back to the basics of what the country's about. It's about land of the free and the home of the brave. Land of the free.
Says that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that pursuit of happiness for people not of American descent or, you know, don't live here in the United States, that pursuit of happiness actually means land.
Exactly, my brother. And we was having that
property
discussion just yesterday at our group. We was, and a couple of people around the table, their jaws dropped to say, what did you say? No, that really is property. The reason why they changed it to happiness, because they were the founding fathers, 47 of them, of the 56 who signed the Declaration of Independence, was holding human beings as property, you see, living property, and he felt guilty about that. He felt bad about that. So he told Jefferson, you have to drop the word property and put the word happiness in there. But common sense tells you, if you have
property,
land, you have money, you have happiness.
Yes.
What?
Yeah, that life, liberty, and property. That would be, I want to be good. Yeah. So
it'd be kind
we
of
had
tough,
to change the definition of property. Yeah, that would be.
Right.
I mean, I can see them, you know, in the candles at night, and the candles around a table discussing this. You know, like, okay, we got to deal with this. And remember, folks, they didn't have electricity back then. All they had were candles.
Yeah.
So, by candlelight, they drafted that.
Yeah. So that's the dilemma that the country's in right now. You see, because the Declaration of Independence made it very clear what humanity is supposed to be about, but the Constitution, which gave us a Republican form of government, that style of government was supposed to prove to King George and everybody else in the world, past, present, and future, that this form of government can actually not only make money and wage wars and do all these kind of things and whatnot, but this government can also rectify a very serious human problem that America, United States, has inherited from the British Empire called chattel slavery. Now, through the Republic, if we can fix chattel slavery, we will fulfill the Declaration of Independence. And, of course, they couldn't do it at that time for whatever reason, but years later, post the 740,000 innocent young white boys and men who gave the last full measure, because of them, the 13th Amendment came to abolish slavery once and for all in this country. We're saying to the world, we don't deal in slavery. Then the 14th Amendment, which gave the freed slaves that super citizenship. That's what this was about. And it's designed to rectify what was left out back there in the first drafting of the Declaration of Independence. This is the beauty of our country, folks. This is the beauty of being a citizen in the United States. You're not just living here in freedom so you can enjoy. You're living here a legacy for the world today and forevermore. That's what you're a part of. But you can't make that American dream come true if you don't know what it is. And when we learn that, we will export that so people can have the American dream in Australia and China, North Korea, South America, Mexico, Angola, wherever in the world the American dream will be. They won't have to come here anymore and forsake the land of their fathers.
That's
what Ronald Reagan meant. I think that's what Ronald. I'm sorry?
That's why when they come here racing in this country, it's like, you know, you need to go back to your country.
Go back.
And change it.
Exactly.
We spilt our blood to make this where we are. You know, we spilt our blood to make this country. And now you want to steal it.
Yeah.
You know, go back to your country, and unfortunately, you may have to spill some blood for your freedom.
It may come to that. It may come to that.
Well, but if you don't have the guts to do it, then don't come up here and steal it from us.
But you see, on one hand, though, they're not stealing it. You know why they're not stealing it? Because we're giving it away. We're giving it away. How are we giving it away? Because we don't appreciate it. Yeah, we don't appreciate it. And they're going to take it. Hey, look, Eric. Folks, I've been to Eric's house once or twice, right? And Eric has a habit. Eric has a habit at nighttime of locking his doors. Okay, and so
that's to keep you outside
night,
when you stay the night.
What? Yeah,
remember, you sleep in the backyard when you're over here.
me and the scorpions, right?
You and the scorpions, yes.
Well, we'll tell you about that another time. I recognize go scorpion hunting. You got to come join us one time. Anyway, but let's say. Let's say Eric one night, say I don't care. I'm going to bed. And he leaves the door unlocked, and some mad person comes in the house and wrecks pandemonium and mayhem in the house and leaves. And now, yes, the law will eventually catch up with that person. We'll get him, but who will Q be really? His wife. Who will his wife, Eric's wife, really be angry with? Yeah. Eric,
the man who forgot to lock the door.
You left the door unlocked, exactly. Mm-hmm. My brothers and sisters, fellow citizens of the United States of America, given to us by the blood of patriots, please, let's embrace our citizenship. Let's learn it and understand it. Let's lock the door.
Mm.
And that
you
way.
Know, for those that are wondering whether I lock my door or not, I do lock it. When I do forget, God sends down this really big angel with a flaming sword, so don't think about trying my front door, because there's an angel standing there going, I'll kick your butt.
Yeah.
But
and if you get past
what
the angel, if you get past the angel, you got to deal with me on the couch, okay? You really got problems.
Yeah.
I will hurt you. I'm sorry.
Yes.
You got the wrong address.
But you do make a really good point. We need to lock our front door. We need to be responsible, because it's the citizens that are responsible, not the elected, because we put the elected there.
Yes, sir. And so, but see, this was the whole argument of the Civil War, the philosophical disagreement that our founding fathers had with King George of England. King George was saying, "Wait a minute, you guys, you people don't want to govern themselves." People don't want to rule. People want to follow. Look at history. History is replete with this. Chieftains, warlords, kings, monarchs, emperors. Why? Because that's human nature. And you said in your own Declaration of Independence, you talk about nature and nature's God. Well, isn't it not natural for human beings to be governed instead of governing? You are going against nature, American guys. But the American guy said, well, new order of the ages, King George. We're going to defy the order of the ages. So here we are. Will King George be vindicated? It looks to me the way we're going right now, he might get vindicated. Or do we do the supernatural thing and go against nature and learn to govern ourselves? That's the big question. This American experiment is not over.
One of our founding fathers stated that our form of government only exists with a moral society, with morality,
with
the Judeo-Christian ethics. And when we walk away from that, it will fall apart.
Yes.
And so, you know, we have to fight for that, for our Judeo-Christian ethics. We have to fight for that. And there are those that are trying very hard to get rid of that, because they know if that goes away, you know, the fabric of society will fall apart. And there we are.
Yes, and that has been the whole socialist movement. Now, let me point something out to everybody. The socialist movement that's creating all this chaos in our country and who has taken over the Democratic Party. And the socialist movement, as you know, came out of Eastern Europe. Okay, now their whole objective since 1850, when they came to this country to observe it and to scout it out, they watched us through the Civil War. They watched this country, white people, fight white people over black people. It was a very interesting thing. They had never seen it like that before. They watched it go through the Reconstruction period, and they watched the 1887 compromise between the Democrats and Republicans, in which the Republicans gave the black citizens, the former slaves, back into the jurisdiction of the Democrats, which gave birth and rise to Jim Crowism. And then that, you know, what happened there. But then I have documents, I'll send it to you if you want them, where the Communist Party here in this country said in the 1930s that the best way to take down the capitalist structure of America is through black people. Play on, they called them Negroes at that time, play on slavery, play on Jim Crowism in the country, play on their anger and their madness, and we will take this country down. And they said, now when you go to black rallies and meetings, don't go in there preaching communism and socialism, just go there, sit. Be their friends. Listen to them. When they go out and picket, go out there with them and hold signs. Show yourself friendly. Eventually they'll ask you, being a white person, why are you here? That's when you teach them. And lo and behold, my folks, they have gotten a hold of the black community, and through the black community, they are tearing this country apart. Why? Because the Judeo-Christian community failed to finish the job that they were commissioned to do. More perfect the union. What was wrong with the union? The union was born with chattel slavery, contradictory to the Bible. We did not finish it. 740,000 innocent young white boys and men and 30,000 black boys and men, all of them professing Judeo-Christians. In fact, nights before battles, right down the road from each other, the southern boys were having born-again revivals, people getting saved. Up the road, the northern boys were having born-again revivals, getting saved. And the next day, these same Christian boys, just born again the night before, were sending each other to heaven. I'm sorry. Forgive me. I'm getting to my apologies, folks.
That's right. We are getting getting close to the last minute of the show. And I know we'd said on our last show that we would talk about Kanye West, but I don't think we're going to get there today, because we did cover some good ground today. We did get a lot out there that needed to be discussed, and I think some of it's going to be educational for a lot of people. Like, wow, I didn't know that. Or, ooh, this is interesting.
I hope, I didn't mean to get going, but I'm hoping folks feel that passion, because that's where we got to get to, folks. We got to be passionate about our country and love our country. Yes, it's got its problems, but we can fix these things.
Yes. So we are getting down to the last few seconds of the show. Ted, I think we had a good show today. I think it was a good one. I feel good about it. And
unexpected.
I think next,
this was not our plan.
No, we just thought, hey, let's just talk about and have a show today. And I think it went really well today. As always, we always like to give our shout out to Jerusalem, and may the Lord bless it and keep it.
Yes.
And may His face shine upon that city and the rest of us. Well,
yes.
That's our show for today, folks. We close out with our usual shalom in Jerusalem.
Shalom, shalom in Jerusalem.
Well, that concludes tonight's broadcast of The Last Full Measure. Make sure you tune back in next Tuesday night to hear the latest from Eric and Ted as they discuss the issues that face a divided America.